Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Let's see what we got here. Too Extreme was the first one in. Omar Lopez is in the house. Matthew Walker, Herman Cueva, Ian from Brooklyn, Drew Boo. Too Extreme says, the legend of Tua begins. I can't wait. Omar Lopez says, can't effing wait for Tua time, baby. We're all there, right? Big Rig, Samuel Robina says, let's go. Couple of days away from Tua time. Everybody's pumped, man. Jay Gelfand is in, giving us a good afternoon. Herman Cueva says, big O, rolling with those sunglasses. And these are nice, cheap sunglasses. I'll tell you a story about these sunglasses. You guys ever watch the commercials, like the TAC Army, whatever, and the flashlight that gets run over the truck, and the
military grade.
Yes, all that. That's this. So my wife has this this thing with night vision that the glare really bothers her eyes. So they sell these tactical things, and they sell this, and then they say, wait, there's more. We'll give you a second pair that is a night vision pair for people that have issues with night vision and the glare. That's not my issue. I don't have a problem with it. But my wife does. So for $19.99 or whatever it was, I ordered the glasses just for her. So I got her those, and then I kept these. And I go, I don't even know if I'll use them. But today, you know, there's a little bit of sun, so I figured I'd use them. And so there you go. These are those cheap glasses. They actually work really well. They actually are UV protected. They kind of brighten up everything and all that. But the other ones are the night ones for the glare. So that's the reason why I got them. I got them for my wife. And so I'm actually using these by chance.
Does the one that your wife got work at nighttime?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
No, no, okay. They work.
All right.
No, no, it helps her.
You know, because I can remember they've got the eagle, you know what I mean, and there's the glare, and then right. You throw them on, and boom, there's this eagle, you know?
Right, right, right. So, yeah, no, they work. No, no, they work. I'll tell you. And they are right about, you know, bending and all that stuff, so it's pretty good. At least they can get beat up a little bit. You know what I mean? They're cheap, so it doesn't really matter. $20, two glasses. I mean, give me a break. You're paying $10 a pair, you know, basically. But I really bought them for my wife, and it's the other pair. They're like yellow. They've got that yellow rim or yellow lenses. And so,
almost like the shooting
exactly,
tent.
Yeah. Exactly. And it does block out the glare at night, so it helps her. So there you go with my cheap-ass sunglasses. That I got on.
Are all your Oakleys that are sitting Oakleys. There not worn, because you have a plethora of them?
Yes.
Are they all jealous about this cheap-ass pair of sunglasses you got on today's ZZ Top Light?
Probably. Probably. But at least if I lose these, I won't.
You won't have a mild heart attack, no. Like if you lose one of your pair of Oakleys?
Yes. Yes.
I got you.
Yes. Definitely. Edwin Torres, he says CT is in the house. GP Trap is in. Drew Boo, thank you, Drew Boo, for the love. Thank you for listening on Onside. Thank several of you that have been listening over on Onside Radio, sending us texts, calling in. So thank you. Really
listeners are double dipping, huh?
Yes, they are.
Awesome, bro.
Yes, they are. Man of 1,005 holds. Juan Cruz says, no spoilers. It's a great episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for no spoilers. Even if I watch it, I mean, not if. I will watch it tonight. I will tell you if it's good or bad. That's about it on Monday. I'm not going to give it away for a while. I'll let some of you catch up. Guillermo Arauz says Tua baby. Let's see. For all the Tua doubters like Colin Coward, if Chris Greer and Brian Flores had any doubt about Tua, they would have never drafted him fifth overall. This is a new regime, head coach and front office. That's right. Troy says afternoon, Owen Bill. Tua will reveal himself soon. Hopefully it's a good game. John Santos is in. Willie Molina is in. Says, what's up, Big O? What up, Big O, for being a little sensitive. What is it? Coño, what up, Big O? Sorry for being such a little sensitive, biatch. What are we talking about now?
If I had to guess, it's yesterday.
Oh.
With the judge thing and all the joking. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's your fault they did the own goal, not that player.
I mean, I had a trooper once pull me over in Mobile. And when I showed him my license, he goes, I didn't know the refs floated this far. What are you going to do, bro? Just, you know, roll with it, man.
Well, you could get caught up in the golf, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And go up, you know, and I'm sure there's some waterways, blah, 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 and get up into Mobile.
Yep, that's right.
You know?
Or latch onto one of the oil rigs that you'll run into on the way, because we got like 30 of them in the Gulf. This feels like we are playing an AFC championship game, at least the vibe. That's what Willie Molina says. I agree. It's not like playoffs, but I get the playoff feeling because the attention to it. So, yeah, I'm with you. Herman says hit the like button. Yes, folks, please hit the like button, subscribe, review, all of that. And do the same thing on Onside Radio, please. Subscribe to the Onside Zone. Look for the Onside Zone on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, whatever it is that you listen to me on. Onside Zone with Big O, and you will find it. Please subscribe. Rams are good, but wins questionable. NFC East teams, dumpster fire. Troy says, oh, you crazy. If Tua lights up the Rams, of course, we're going to be excited and freak out. You're right. You're right. But let's not put him in the Hall of Fame right away. That's all I'm saying. Let's let the kid grow and let's let him make mistakes, because he's going to make some of them. I'm so damn excited for Tua's debut, and it's getting televised over here in SoCal. Fins up, baby. That's what Joseph Rodriguez says. Love it. Let's see. Don't want any pansies on the chat. Strong like the Mad Dog. Let's go. James Roman says, it's Friday, baby. Time to kick off those shoes and relax with the Big O crew. Thank you, James. Antonio says, Big O, Mandalorian today. Awesome episode. I'm glad you watched it, my brother. I will soon watch it tonight. Big Bob says, Big O, you have ruined my sports TV experience after listening to you. I just can't listen to those other shows anymore. I'm sorry, my brother. But no, what you can.
You broke them, bro.
You can listen to onsideradio.com, and you can listen to the Onside Zone from 11 to 1. Okay, every day. Please follow at Onside Radio on Twitter, too. Support us there. Nelson says, all the talk is about the Rams' defense. I think Miami's defense will play strong. Flo is the defensive coordinator against Goff and the Rams in the Super Bowl. I'm with you. Mud Miller, first one checking in with a little love on the Super Chat. Thank you, Mud Miller. I appreciate it. Raging Dolphin Maniac says hello, everybody. And it is Tua time. I love it. I love it.
I got to be honest.
Yes.
I'm surprised the Super Chat chimed in. You said that magic word in the beginning. I figured they'd be saving it for you trying to get out of here.
You never know. You never know. They might be saving some for the end to try and keep me here like they do sometimes.
Sabotage you.
Yes, yes, yes. I got to go all the way to sunset from here. And that'll be, you know, at traffic time. So that's not necessarily going to be a lot of fun, that drive. But we'll get through it. It's all well and good.